Texte numéro 43. India weddings faltered for prodigious food waste. When the daughter of businessman Mohammed Sultan got married recently, guests were treated to a lavish 30-course meal served in super-sized silver platters. The feast, prepared by an army of chefs, included more than 20 meat and kebab dishes rich with spices to go with the saffron-flavoured rice. Hours later, after the more than 500 guests had eaten their fill, the leftovers were dumped by the cartload at a nearby garbage site. As the ranks of India's wealthy surge with rapid economic growth, many families are staging extravagant displays of food at their children's weddings to show off their newfound affluence. The prodigious waste that follows has horrified many in a nation where food prices are skyrocketing and tens of millions of young children are malnourished. India's food minister, K.V. Thomas, wants to limit what has become known as the Big Fat Indian Wedding. The tons of food wasted at social gatherings across the country each day contrasts sharply with the food shortages, often bordering on chronic starvation, faced by millions of poor Indians. According to the food minister, around 100,000 weddings and social events are held in India every day. He says food wasted each day at weddings and family functions in Mumbai alone would be enough to feed the city's vast slum population. A committee Thomas established toyed with restricting the number of guests at weddings and the number of dishes that could be served. But the idea was quickly shot down by critics, who said it would simply give corrupt inspectors another reason to solicit bribes. Instead, the committee has decided on a public awareness campaign through the media and outreach to schools and social organisations to spread the word that less is more when it comes to weddings. If the awareness campaign fails to make a dent, Thomas said he would consider resurrecting the guest limit proposal. A sociologist says that for the burgeoning middle classes, making a spectacle of weddings has become quite the accepted norm. Conspicuous consumption is no longer viewed with distaste as it once was under India's earlier socialist ethos, she said. It's a new India where there are new value systems. Overconsumption is the norm. Before cracking down on weddings, the government plans to cut back on its own excesses. The Prime Minister's office has sent out letters to government departments urging austerity at seminars and conferences. And in what could prove to be a landmark initiative, the government has prepared a draft law that would make access to food a basic right of every citizen. Under the proposed law, almost 70% of the population would be entitled to subsidised food. Adapted from Associated Press, July 2011.